Dropkick Murphys from the Signed and Sealed in Blood album with Rose Tattoo here on the Viva La Mach radio program. Now, I'm going to tell you, I was recently DJing down at Arsenal Lanes, and it wasn't a Thursday. Normally, I'm there on Thursdays for 80s and 90s night, but this was a Tuesday I filled in. And that song was requested. I was like, yeah, I should put that in my show. So we'll call that a request. It was requested, and I played it at Arsenal, but I'm playing it for you today. Before the Dropkick Murphys, how about some Pogues? Yeah, that inspired the entire set of music. Yeah, I built that all around that one suggestion. Pogues taking us to the sunny side of the street. And then, here's a fun one. Before the Pogues is a band called Imar from their second album, Avalanche. Name of the song was Trip to Novi Sad. Now, Imar, it's a project consisting of largely the main arranger and songwriter behind it's a Scottish man named Donald Shaw. But what he does is he's tried to overlap or take the overlapping cultural characteristics of Scotland, Ireland, and the Isle of Man and just kind of, he said at one point they all shared the same Gaelic language. And if you talk to someone, they're like, hey, I'm Scotch-Irish. That's kind of what they're talking about. And I found that song. Get this, I'm listening to WRCT and I'm hearing a song and I'm like, wow, this is a really good song. So I throw it on the Shazam, and Shazam came up with that song. But the weird part was when the song got over and the DJ announced it, it was a totally different song. So their algorithm was a little off on that one. So I played it because I thought it was a good song. Imar, I-M-A-R, in case you're trying to Google that. Black Rebel Motorcycle Club. Start off the entire set with their version of Dirty Old Town, which Pittsburgh used to be a dirty old town. Now it's a clean, vibrant, hip town. Well, it's always been a hip town. You guys have known that. Anyway, my name is Paul. I am the Mockster. This is a show called Viva La Mach here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. This is a show called Viva La Mach. Hey, let's play some brand spanking new music from Pittsburgh's own A-Money in the downtown city. It's a new track called Fantastic.
You won't step away from being perfect, but your smile, it gave me shivers. Your love gave me the courage. You were so close to everything. Standing on the edge of war and peace. Running towards the sun, running free. You were one step away from falling in love. Holding on to the past. So afraid to get your feet wet when you were already running with me. You were oh oh oh. You were oh oh oh. You were oh oh oh. So fantastic. You were one step away from being perfect, but the distance that just came between us. And then it tore us apart. You were so close to everything. Standing on the edge of war and peace. Running towards the sun, running free. You were everything I could have asked for. I could have held you forever. Saturdays in our PJs. Lying around the house, we were up to no good. You were oh, oh, oh. You were oh, oh, oh.
whoa, oh, 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 so fantastic. You were so cool, we were so cool, you were so fantastic.
much better since I've slowed my drinking pace. There's no swimming in the bottle, it's just some place we all drown. And I've lost myself in sorrow, lost my confidence in doubt. Is she coming round for me once again? Keeps me plaintive, my high hopes keep me alone. My lover's will is shaken, I wish she would just come home. So tell me, Mrs. Rita, what's it say in my tarot? Read my poem and tell me, why do lovers come and go? Is she coming round for me once again? Again around, or was that the end?
From his Life's Too Short album, is one of the kings of power pop in the Moxters' opinion. That's Marshall Crenshaw here on the Viva La Mox radio program with Better Back Off. Before that, some Gin Blossoms with Mrs. Rita. An interesting backstory, not just on Mrs. Rita, but Gin Blossoms in general. So their first album, actual album came out in 1989 called Dustin. It came out on a small little record label called San Juancito, I believe. And then they got signed to A&M Records. And they're like, wow, we're on A&M Records, which is awesome. But they were falling into this thing that's called the sophomoric slump, where you put all your really good stuff that you've been working years on that first album, and you don't have a lot of follow-up. So they're having a hard time coming up with that follow-up album. And they ended up putting out an EP called Up and Crumbling in 1991, which featured Mrs. Rita amongst some of the other songs. And then finally in 1992, New Miserable Experience came out, and that had, you know, Found Out About You, Allison Road, and of course, Hey Jealousy. All those big hits were on that, but Found Out About You, Hey Jealousy were on Dusted early versions. They were all re-recorded. Yeah. Mrs. Rita was actually on that New Miserable Experience, but I don't think was one of the singles, but a song I felt was worth playing. Sadly, after New Miserable Experience was released, they actually let go Doug Hopkins, who was one of the big songwriters in the band. And the sadly part is, he actually, he had mental health issues and was fighting alcoholism and... He took his own life in 1993. So my story then moves on that their biggest charting hit, I think it hit number 8 in the States, wasn't Hey Jealousy, wasn't off of New Miserable Experience. It was off the Empire Records soundtrack. A song called Till I Hear It From You. And they had lost Doug Hopkins as a, you know, off that first album. So they actually recruited in Marshall Crenshaw to help them with that song, and became their biggest chart topper. That's my Gin Blossoms story for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Oh, before the Gin Blossoms, what else was in that set of music? How about some brand new music from Nick Frater? New album's called Earworms, Not Born Again, the track you heard. And then speaking of brand spanking new music, new music from Pittsburgh's own A-Money in the Downtown City, with a track called Fantastic. A-Money reached out to the Moxter and said, Moxter, I'm giving you a sneak peek at our new single. Feel free to play it. And of course, I played it. Good track. Hey, if you've got a track, in fact, I'll say it. I debuted it on WRCT just now. You heard it. You witnessed. You consumed it. If you've got a track, let's say you're in a band. You're like, I think the Moxter would play this. Shoot me an email. wrctrequest@gmail.com. That is the email address that I answer the most frequently. wrctrequest@gmail.com. Some wonder stuff for you. Radio Eyes Kiss on the Air. Radio Eyes Kiss on the Air. So it's alive, man, no one's scared.
Fearing of suspense.
That is the Scottish band The Delgados from their 1996 debut album Domestiques with Sucrose, which I don't actually think you have to roll the R when you say it, but if you're going to put out a sugary pop song, why not just call it Sucrose? Hey, speaking of sugary pop songs, brand new music from the brothers Steve with their song Sugarfoot from the new album Dose. Play some Partridge Family in there. Why not? Come on, get happy. That's what I want. That's what I want. I want you to be happy. I'm happy. You know why? Because you're listening to my program. That's why. It's all about my ego. Not all. Most of it, though. Speaking of ego, Wonder Stuff start off that entire set with their single Radio Ass Kiss. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock. Talking about all that sugary sweet goodness of the pop music I've been playing. Why not tell you that Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT. Spack Brothers, they offer pizza, hoagies, and wings, but they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Now, I was talking about sugary stuff. Guess what? They actually don't use any refined sugars in their sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough. And they're committed to safety during this ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more by going to their website at spackbrothers.com. For more information, 412-362-SPACK. Again, spackbrothers.com. That's S-P-A-K brothers.com. And the phone number, 412-362-7725. Now, I'm a little excited because this band came on my radar probably within the last 2 years. And they're called Spy Genius, and I'd heard in late November they released a brand new album of all cover songs. So, A, I was like, hey, I really like this band, and now they're going to do a bunch of cover songs. New album's called Blow Their Covers, Spy Genius. Cute, right? And I just got it in the mail today. Spy Genius taking on the Soft Boys.
Blinking on and off, it's the queen of eyes, with a carpet shell and her black lace ties. I don't know why she never gets anywhere with you. Mucky the Big is out on a limb. He's looking for someone to investigate him. I don't know why he never gets anywhere with you. Here I am again, it's no surprise. Locked in orbit round the Queen of Eyes.
in her cane. I don't know why she never gets anywhere with you.
We'll head for the sea. Belongs to you, belongs to me. And in and out into the sun will shine. Putting out the fires, bring out the wine. I know that all the locals getting down, 'cause it's Natalie's party.
That's Love doing the Burt Bacharach, Hal David penned My Little Red Book here on the Viva La Mach radio program. Before the Love, a band from Liverpool named Shack from their 1999 release, HMS Fable and Natalie's Party. Also play some Rain Parade in there as well, because you are my friend, and it is true. If I were actually on the face space, we'd be friends. We would. And I start off the entire set with some Spy Genius from the Blow, their covers album. With their cover of the Soft Boys' Queen of Eyes. Gets us to where we are now. We're about, let's say, 16 minutes before the end of the hour. So let's keep the rock and roll going. Let's turn it up just a little bit. With a great rock and roller with some phenomenal pop sensibilities. Talking about Joe Jackson.
Pretty soon now, you know I'm gonna make a comeback. And like the birds and the bees and the trees, it's a sure pass smack. I'll speak to the masses through the media. And if you got any good to say to me, you can say it with cash. Cause I got the trash in, you got the cash in. Baby, we should get along fine. So give me all your money, cause I know you think I'm funny. Yeah. Catch me in the laugh, can you see me smile? I'm a man, I'm a man, I'm a man.
Somebody to love. Somebody.
from their 1977 debut. That's the band Detective with their song Detective Man here on the Viva La Mock radio program. If you're unfamiliar with Detective, I'll tell you how I discovered this band. It's a, I'll call it a unique story. So, Mockster, big fan of WKRP in Cincinnati. All right. I think that should be obvious. There was an episode where they were basically telling the story of the infamous Who concert in Cincinnati, where they had the general admission seating and people were trampled, and there were some deaths and all of that back in 1979. Well, WKRP approached the subject, but of course they couldn't use the Who. They had to have their own band. They had a band called Scum of the Earth. That was the band that they were promoting the concert. And I noticed in Andy Travis's office, there was a very vicariously positioned record, and it just said Detective on it. And sure enough, it was the band Detective was playing Scum of the Earth on the episode. The band Detective also featured Michael DeBar on vocals. Yeah. What else should I tell you? Oh, how about the other songs in there? How about some Hawkwind from 1975? From a Warrior on the Edge of Time with Motorhead. Played some MXPX, yeah, some Magnified Plaid in that set, doing their cover of Queen's Somebody to Love. And start off the entire set with some Joe Jackson, because I'm the man. No, actually, you're the man. And you're the woman. And you're just you. Hey, you know what? More than 37 million people in the U.S., including 11 million children, struggle with hunger. As the nation's largest hunger relief organization, the Feeding America Network of Food Banks is committed to serving communities, families, and children facing hunger in America, wherever they are. You can be there for your neighbors in need by donating at feedingamerica.org. This message brought to you by Feeding America, the Ad Council, and your good friends here at WRCT. My name is Paul. If you have a suggestion for a song for a future show, please send me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. As you are listening to Viva La Mock here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You are listening to the Viva La Mock radio program with me, the Mockster. My name is Paul. And each and every week at this time, we do a little thing called the WRCT Radio and Music Calendar, let you know some things going on around town. Before I get to the calendars, I want to remind you that the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh, the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination has been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city of Pittsburgh for over a decade. They host a vast array of events and exhibits. And their regular gallery hours are every Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. or by appointment. Or you can just visit them during Unblurred on the first Friday of each month from 6 to 9 p.m. For more information, you can call 412-924-0634 or visit irmafreeman.org. Let's turn our attention to those WRCT calendars I was talking about. We'll start off with the WRCT radio. I was going to say music, but nope. We're going to start with the radio calendar. Let you know some things that are happening, like through the 27th of this month, you can catch monster fish. Not literally catch them, but you can catch the exhibit. It's by the National Geographic Society, and it depicts the search for the last of the ancient and giant river fish. The exhibit features life-size sculptures of monster fish, as well as videos and hands-on activities. Again, this display is going on through the 27th of this month at the Carnegie Museum of Natural History in Oakland. For more information, visit carnegiemnh.org. And speaking of these Carnegie museums, we've got lots of stuff going on at them. Like, for example, the exhibition Wildlife, which is bringing together the work of Elizabeth Murray and New York-based sculptor Jesse Reeves. Now, Murray's monumental fractured canvases from the 1960s to the 2000s are actually paired with Reeves's recent reupholstered sculptures. This is on display through January 9th at the Heinz Galleries at the Carnegie Museum of Art in Oakland. More information at cmoa.org. And while you're there, you could also check out The Fabricated Landscape. It's an exhibition presenting cutting-edge spaces designed by 10 international architectural practices led by some of the most innovative minds working in architecture today. That's at the Heinz Galleries at the Carnegie Museum of Art in Oakland as well. That is on display through January 17th. Again, that website is cmoa.org. Don't forget about the Marisol and Warhol Take New York exhibit going on at the Andy Warhol Museum. Yeah, it's pairing this, you know, the Pittsburgh-based Marisol and the Paris-based Marisol and the Pittsburgh-based Warhol. Pop artist from the early 60s explores their parallel rises to success, the formation of their artistic personas, their gallery relationships, etc., etc. It's on display now through October 14th. No, I'm starting on October 14th. It's on display through February 14th, so through Valentine's Day of 2022 at the Warhol Museum on the north side. More information at warhol.org. If you or your organization would like to include something on the WRCT radio calendar, you got to send it to us in an email. What is that address? Radio-calendar, not just radio. I don't know who gets that. Radio-calendar at WRCT.org. Let's turn our attention to that WRCT music calendar. Whew, still shows going on, and that's good. Snail Mail is at Mr. Small's on Wednesday, December 15th. Hot Mulligan is performing at the Thunderbird that day. On the 16th, on Thursday, Jessica Lee Mayfield is at the Club Cafe. Nico Moon is at Jurgles. And J. Roddy Walston is presenting Christmas to the Bone at the Thunderbird on Thursday the 16th. Preserving Underground on Friday, a 6 p.m. start on this. It's a